This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 136.
You're listening to Sunday Supplements.
Are you showing off?
You're listening to the Skeptic's Guide to Sunday Supplements.
Yes, Sunday Supplement now features the voice of Skeptic's Guide to the Universe.
There's a podcast, in case you haven't heard it, called the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, and it's very good and you should find it.
And it's on the radio and everything, isn't it? And they get like 250,000 listeners and stuff.
Something ridiculous.
Something mad like that. And they asked you, for some bizarre reason, to be the voice of it.
Sexy voice, that's why.
You went with
the super sexy version of my voice as well.
Did he?
Yeah, they used this one like, you're listening. This is not just a sexy voice. This is a Marks and Spencer's sexy voice.
Wow. God, you're going to just go on and on about it. You're also going to brag about the fact you're on it as well, as a rogue.
Anyway, Simon, happy Easter.
Yeah, no, it is Easter Sunday. It's actually Easter Sunday. Did Jesus come down your chimney and lay an egg?
He did.
What sort of egg?
A brown egg.
A chocolate one?
I haven't eaten it. I don't know if that was Jesus.
Or it was a very big rabbit and you just it's dropping.
It's not really egg-shaped. He did have a beard, though.
I got a Peppa Pig Easter egg from my sister.
Peppa Pig. I never watched Peppa Pig.
I think I've seen it because of my niece watches it. That's the reason I'm going to stick to.
And you don't have a real job.
Well, yeah, true. And also I got a Krispy Kreme donut. But I don't think that's very Eastery.
No. If it was a squeezed squonut, that would have been
well,
good.
You doing a callback to last week's episode.
Boom. Anyway, what paper did you...
You know what paper I got.
I know what paper you got, but
I was
asked
on the
me
phone
to, ask...
to you when I bought it. I got the People, and I had to get it out of a case. It was in a case. I had to open a flap and everything.
Did when you opened the case... Did it glow?
No, it wasn't Pulp Fiction.
Could have been.
It wasn't Marcellus Wallace's
maybe
soul.
Maybe it was The People. That's what Simon got. Did we announce that? I can't remember. I've got no attention span.
No, you haven't. What did you get?
I got The Telegraph.
Oh, God. You've bought a knife. Hang on. How's it go? You've bought a knife to a gunfight or a...
I bought a knife to a gunfight. That's what I did,
no.
Simon. Well,
yeah,
done.
I bought a knife to a gunfight.
And I bought... Heavy artillery.
Yeah, you're going to squash me like a bug.
Yeah, but that's only because sometimes I don't see you. And sometimes you just bump your head against windows too much.
Let's cut things out and keep them then. This is where we get the best bits of our supplements. And that doesn't exist in The People. There is
and it
nothing
really does
good.
Exist in The Telegraph.
Oh, whatever.
Go on, Simon. What is there? What there is?
Right. There's one supplement, and it's paper thin, obviously. No, but not just the paper's paper thin. The whole supplement is paper thin.
There's no plastic wrapping like you get in The Telegraph.
Yeah, it's all cheap paper as well, and there's nothing in it. I read it cover to cover about six times. Right. And this is the best thing I found in it. Because, you know, we've got to find the best bits.
Yeah.
We've got to be positive about supplements.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just whinging git. And I've found easy tips.
Oh, I like that. That's the lady who told me, like, to freeze my oven gloves for no apparent reason and put the cat on the barbecue.
Yeah. They're better than the ones I've got. So you've just ruined my whole bit now. God.
Oh, poor Simon. I don't think barbecuing a cat is a good thing, though.
No.
Unless it's really dead.
No. I had a dream once that I cooked my cat. And ate him for Sunday roast.
Oh, that's horrible dream.
It was.
I know somebody
horrible.
Whose hamster had heart failure. And she's only about seven, and it was all like when they go heart failure, they'll go all shivery. And so she thought it was cold, so she put it under the grill.
Oh God!
And apparently it worked because her mother rescued it after about a minute.
Yeah.
Like when she smelt the hair burning, and it lasted another year. Which is pretty good in a hamster sense.
She defrosted a hamster.
Pretty much.
Right.
The hamster didn't dare get sick again.
See, this is more interesting than anything I've got in my paper. Use your loaf. If loose sugar has become a solid lump, put a slice of fresh bread in with it. By the next day, it will be usable. I don't believe that.
It would absorb the moisture.
Would it?
I have no idea.
That would suggest you could put bread in anything wet and it would... Oh, it does.
It would. It does absorb the moisture if you put it in stuff that's wet.
Sharp.
That's why it's good with soup.
Paint it easy. To prevent buttons dropping off your clothes, put a small drop of clear nail varnish onto the thread at the back. That's not a bad idea, actually.
That'd probably work.
Right, and I've got this. This is the best one. Perfect purse. A Kinder Egg toy container is big enough to carry quite a few coins if you haven't a change purse.
Yeah, but it's lumpen.
Lumpen? What, and a purse is?
Well, if you've got a handbag, you may as well keep the change at the bottom of your handbag and do the sort of, like, dance with death, because you usually got a few paper clips which go up your fingernails. But,
what?
You know, you can't just slip it into a pocket. It's round. It's like one of those cameras that they put down cows to see what's in the cow.
What? Anyway, you've obviously got something better than I have, so let's just put me out of my misery.
Okay, Sandy Toksvig's got coots.
I'm doing my Sandy Toksvig impression. She's got coots.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, she lives by the river and she's got a boat, and the coots, they've set up a little nest.
What's a coot?
A coot. It's a bit like a moorhen, but white.
Right, I thought you meant she had cooties. Like,
no, she had coots. That's why it's funny.
That thing you get off girls in America if they kiss you when you're little.
Yeah, I don't understand what that is.
It's cooties.
They mean cold sores, don't they?
I don't know. I literally don't know what cooties are. You've got all American friends now on your other podcast.
Yeah.
Ask them.
Better podcast because it hasn't got you on.
Yeah, it's better because it hasn't got me on, that's true.
And they've laid 6 eggs. So she sort of like talks about how they are actually relatives of the moorhen. And she's not sure what that means, except presumably that we can expect the moorhens for the christening.
I want there to be a Roger moorhen. This got one really errant eyebrow and a safari suit. And I want that hen to have a speedboat that he can jump over an island. Is there such a thing as a Roger moorhen?
No, but Roger moorhen is starting to look like a giant naked chicken.
Eh?
I've got this.
What?
Which is also in her thing, which she talks about the pig-footed bandicoot.
The pig-footed bandicoot?
Yes.
That sounds like a PlayStation game.
It's a small kitten-sized Australian marsupial. And apparently Gerard Kreft in the 19th century thought that he'd captured the last 2 remaining specimens on Earth. He first marvelled and then, tired of subsisting on meagre field rations, he ate them both. I'm sorry to say that my appetites overruled my love of science.
He ate the last 2 things he caught.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
But I thought we could play a game. I've got a really nice interview at the back of my 7 magazine. So you have to guess, Simon, who this is.
Okay.
It's called Loves and Hates. So loves, hardware shops.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to a hardware shop than Prada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am the queen of squidgy mops.
So it's a woman.
Hates filled baguettes. I watch people stuffing their faces with a whole baguette full of cheese and meat, and it just seems greedy. Loves Woman's Hour on Radio 4.
Right.
It's a magazine programme that actually works. Hates self-help books.
Is it Sue Perkins?
Not Sue Perkins.
Oh. I don't know. Give me one more clue.
Okay, loves rice pudding. And as at school, nobody else liked it, so I would give my first course to my friends in exchange for their rice pudding.
Is it actually someone I know?
Yes.
Is it someone I like?
Yeah.
Is it someone I adore?
Possibly.
Is it Felicity Kendall?
It's not Felicity Kendall.
Who is it?
Maureen Littman.
Oh, I quite like Maureen Littman. I wouldn't say I adore her.
Eight.
No, whatever. Anyway, yeah, they're all right, but, you know, you could have done something sceptical for your new sceptical audience.
I'm so jealous.
Yes.
So petty.
Yes. It's time to play Article or Farcical. For our new listeners, this is where Izzy will read out 4 headlines, 3 of which she's torn from her paper, 1 of which she has made up, and it is my job to decide which one is the articles and which one is the farcical. I nearly got my plausibles right, but not quite.
Your plausibles?
Are you doing a street party?
I'm not doing a street party, no.
I'm not doing a street party either, because the last time there was a royal wedding street party, I got really scared because a man kept trying to stand on my tail and I didn't like it. So I went and hid and didn't enter the fancy dress competition as Mickey Mouse.
You were Mickey Mouse?
I was Mickey Mouse. I was 3 years old. It was one of my earliest memories, and this bastard man was chasing me around the street trying to stand on my tail. I was terrified.
One of your first memories was infringing copyright.
No, they were officially licensed Mickey Mouse ears.
Okay, that's fine.
My tail was made out of tights.
And you wonder why the man was stamping on you.
Yeah. Anyway, let's play the game. Play the game.
So I'm going to read out three articles.
I just said all that. You don't need to say it again. Stop it. Just start.
Number one, Confessions of a Choir Boy.
I'm going to write these down. That would help, wouldn't it? Confessions of a Choir Boy.
Yes.
Okay.
Number two, Paprika Don't Preach.
Paprika.
Yes.
Don't Preach. Don't Preach. That's a Madonna pun.
Yeah.
Number three,
The Next Big Thing.
Necks, as in the neck, as in the bit that holds the head up.
Yes.
The Next Big Thing. What is The Next Big Thing? Is it Naomi Campbell?
It's scarves.
Because she's got a big neck, you see. It's scarves.
Scarves.
Okay, how dull.
Scarves.
Scarves. He was the bad man who chased me round and tried to stand on my tail when I dressed up as Simba from The Lion King.
And number four, Yes, Pleats.
Yes, Pleats. It's just all about just rubber. My pen's run out. So it can't be Yes, Pleats, because I can't remember that if I don't write it down. I'm going with Paprika Don't Preach.
Why?
I don't know. Well, I do know, actually. I've just realised I've remembered something that we did in Cheltenham. We bought spices, didn't we?
Oh, shit.
And I think that's on your mind from yesterday. You bought spices from a Chinese supermarket, and so that's why I think you made up Paprika Don't Preach.
You cheat. Such
Am I right?
Cheater. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I was nearly cumin round the mountain.
It's time to delve into the mailbag, only it's not.
No. Yeah, no. Excuse me. I've been waiting ages now, right?
Yeah,
ages.
We bought Kinder Eggs.
Sent me a text this morning and said, buy a Kinder Egg. You can eat the chocolate if you like, but don't open it.
Yeah,
like
no.
An idiot, I haven't opened it and I want to know what it's inside.
What we do every Easter, we open our Kinder Surprises on air.
Do
you
we?
Know the middle bit of a Kinder Surprise?
Yeah.
Right? That's his bowels, surely.
What's his yolk?
It's yolk.
It's yellow.
Oh, that's why it's yellow. Oh, yeah.
That's why the insides are white and the outside's brown. You're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
It's meant to look like an egg.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So why doesn't it have lighter brown chocolate?
Because that would look horrible.
It would look like an egg.
It would look horrible.
So who's going to open theirs first?
Me.
No, I'll open mine first.
What? I've been waiting. So this is worse than Christmas.
Yeah, I know. You've just got to wait a little bit longer. Right, I'm going to open it. There we go. Oh, I've got a plastic bag in mine. And I've got...
You've got one of those assembly ones.
No, I haven't. It's a one piece. Oh! I got a little teddy bear thing. I'll just tear it open. Yeah, I'm strong. It's a teddy bear, plastic, that looks like it's giving birth to a Malteser.
What?
It's a teddy bear.
Oh, is it quite fat?
No, but it's a Malteser. Like, so it's orange, but its belly is a Malteser. I don't think it's chocolate. I'm going to try and eat
it's
it.
It's an orange bear.
It's not chocolate. It's not chocolate. I did put it in my
mouth.
That's
basically how, if Simon was the scientist, he'd categorise the world. That's chocolate. That's not chocolate.
That's not chocolate. That's how I categorise the world anyway. Oh, I've got a little maze as well to draw on. That's it. It's rubbish. I wanted to make something.
I want to do mine. Okay. I'm gonna squeeze it so it pops. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. I'm afraid mine's a one piece too.
Oh,
it's very bizarre. It looks just like you. That's
it
really funny.
Does not. What is it?
It's a little blue mole. And it looks just like you.
Have you got the Kingdom Nature thing? The green
thing?
Hang on. So I've got the orange bear up by the top left-hand corner. Who's giving birth to a Malteser.
Oh, yeah, it does look like it's about to give birth to a Malteser.
And you've got...
the one right in the corner on the left-hand side that looks like you.
It does not look like me.
It really does.
It does look a bit like me.
It does look a lot like you. It's got a little belly. And it's got its thumbs up. Well, it's got one of its thumbs up and the other one's sort of like pointing. And it looks kind of idiotic.
The one in the bottom right-hand corner looks like he's just done a really pleasing shit.
Is that the fox?
No. It's the one that looks like he's done a really pleasing shit.
Oh, the koala.
Could be a koala. Whatever.
With a pink tummy.
Yeah. So if you want to write to us or send us Kinder Surprises to open and then you can listen to us talking bollocks about it. Please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Not sure how you can send us a Kinder Egg via email, but, you know, work it out. It's the randomizer, Skyzer. This is where we pick out random bits from our supplements. You can choose between puzzles, fun for all the family, or take it easy.
I'll go for take it easy, please.
I think I've talked about the only thing in that, but okay.
Yeah, I know, but
it's between page one and the end.
I think it's about 30,
the
isn't
end.
It?
The end. There's no numbers.
I'll go for a low number. I'll pick five.
Five. This is a quick chat with Adam Thomas.
Who?
He's Adam Barton in Emmerdale.
Who?
And it's one of those ones that talks to him like he's his character. How do you feel about being seduced by older woman? It's just bollocks. It's all about having sex with an older woman, as though that's some shocking thing.
I have sex with an older woman every day because the previous day I masturbated, I was younger.
No, that doesn't work. Even logically, that doesn't work, because when you're having sex with yourself, you're the same age as yourself. Unless you're a Time Lord.
Oh, that'd be weird.
That would be weird. Doctor Who's scary this week.
It was proper scary. I'm scared. I'm officially scared.
I'm officially pissed off that Kinder Egg don't put toys that you assemble in anymore.
All right. Well, you got
loads. I think a few choking toddlers is worth it to make an aeroplane.
I think so. So, I've got
Cooties.
Discover.
You've
Life.
Got cooties.
Seven.
You've got
Stella.
Girl germs. All right, Stella.
Okay. It's 1 to 82.
Page 53.
It's an advert.
For what?
There's more to life than a Volvo.
I thought you said vulva then.
Yes. There's letting the hotel know it's your anniversary and getting upgraded to the honeymoon suite. That's why smart/sexy Volvo C70 Solus gives you more. There's a smart one which has a roof and a sexy one which doesn't have a roof.
What is a Volvo doing as the concierge in a hotel? I don't understand.
Enjoy £6,775 of added equipment.
What, for your honeymoon suite?
Apparently so.
Filthy. Let's flop out the old humdongers then. This is where we get the worst bits of our supplements. I don't know why I said it like Wurzel Gummidge.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Or Ray Winston, one or the other.
No, that wasn't like Ray Winston. Ray Winston now has a South African accent in a film I quite want to see.
I've got three of the best functional drinks. Quite. There's Aspire, which is £1.59 a can, which helps you lose weight.
What?
This new calorie-burning soft drink combines natural ingredients to fuel a thermogenic calorie-burning process. Trials showed that those who drank one can burned an average 209 calories in 180 minutes. Now I worked this out. I did some maths, right?
Maths.
If you burn 2,000 calories a day, which is about right, in about 3 hours, you should burn 249 calories.
So you divide 2,000 by 24 and you got
249.
Hang on, I don't know if I believe that.
I used a calculator.
2,000.
But anyway, the point is I then did a bit more research and their scientific study consisted of 20 subjects.
Right, that's not very good.
No, it's not very good.
2,000 divided by 24 is 83. You're an idiot.
Yeah, times by three.
Why times by three?
Because it's 3 hours.
Oh.
You're an idiot.
250.
Yeah, piss you. There's Auralite, which claims that it is the UK's best-selling oral rehydration therapy.
What?
And there's the anti-aging Acai drink, which stops you from aging with its free radical antioxidants and omega oils.
Didn't they give antioxidants to like mice and stuff and they age really quickly?
Possibly.
It actually increased the oxidization of cells and caused mice to
just
die.
Just read bad science. That's all you'll need to know about antioxidants.
Read Ben Goldacre. Anyway, I can beat you with my humdonger, though.
Filthy.
Got an entire pull-out section. The ultimate guide to the royal wedding.
I think I'm going to vomit.
Yay! They do a minute-by-minute tour of like what they're going to do this minute, that minute.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares?
How can anybody care? And what's quite nice, though, somebody's knitted the couple.
They've knitted them.
Yeah. You've got William in his blue suit and Heather Mills, whatever she's called. Katie, that's it.
Catherine.
Catherine in a yellow dress, which I think is meant to be white.
Right.
With a little sort of like tiara thing and some flowers. But because Will's wearing his navy blue suit and stuff, he looks just like Postman Pat.
You could get the Royal Wedding iPhone app as well.
Is it just something that goes, shut up, I don't care, shut up, I don't care?
I have no idea what it is and I don't care either. You beat me. It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week. It's you.
Obviously me.
There's no point
in
even arguing about it. Why did I get the people?
Because it was between that and the Express.
And I couldn't afford the Express.
What?
Because it would have meant I wouldn't have been able to afford a Kinder Egg.
And so now are you happy with your teddy bear giving birth to a Malteser?
No. Unless it's got a honeycomb centre.
I wanted the bat. The bat looks really cool. The bat's upside down. They look amazing.
My Malteser belly's got teeth mark in it. Why
is that where you've eaten it?
Oh, yeah. I forgot I did that. So, yeah, the newspaper you should have bought on Easter Sunday, last Sunday, was The Telegraph, obviously.
Yay!
Which was Izzy's paper, which means Izzy wins.
Sandy Toksvig and Maureen Lipman.
For those of you keeping score, that means Izzy has now won 135 episodes and I have won one.
No, you didn't win any.
I won last week.
No, you didn't.
No, I did, because you were being deliberately nice to me last week for some insidious reason that I still haven't worked out.
I wasn't nice to you. I'm never nice to you.
So, buy the Telegraph, invent time travel, and bring
Watch
the Amy
Doctor
Pond.
Who next week, because I need to know what happens. I'm a bit scared.
Yeah, it was good though. I liked it.
It was good, but it was scary.
Well, it's supposed to be scary. It's Doctor Who.
But that's like scarier than most things ever.
Is it as scary as an old man chasing you around a street party trying to stamp on your tail?
Scarier than that.
It's not scarier than that at all. If you want to write to us, please do it, sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can Twitter us on Twitter, which is @SciDone, S-I-G-H-D-O-N-E, or @Izzy_Lawrence, which is IZZI_LAWRENCE.
And you can also check me out on the Skeptics Guide to the Universe.
Yeah, yeah,
if you type the word skeptics into Google, it comes up Guide to the Universe. It's pretty cool.
If you type
and
the
if
word
you type
short
word...
into Google, you get a picture of me. God, that's what you were going to say.
No, I was going to say the word loser, but fair enough.
You can leave us a review on iTunes, you can visit us on Facebook, or you can visit our website at sundaysupplement.com.
And if anybody knows how to turn the, I was going to say remote control thermostat down, but yeah, the sun, that would be good, because it's hot, and I don't like it.
You moan when it's cold, you moan when it's hot.
It was proper cold, though, and now it's hot.
You just like moaning.
Don't. You like moaning. You're the biggest moaner in the world. You're like, moo, 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 somebody stood on my tail. Moo, moo,
you could dub all of the world's porn you moan so much.
You could be in all the world's porn and nobody would notice you because you're too small.
You're talking about height or penis size now?
I'm saying you're height. But, okay, you could come up with a better retort if you're lucky I'm hot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.